In about 66, I was able to get a letter from Prudential Graceline recommending me for a Z card. This is important because you can't sail without a Z card.
Right.
So I got a recommendation for a Z card, and I got a Z card issued by the U.S. Coast Guard for the three entry ratings. I had, at that time, make a decision to go in the NMU or the SIU. Because of my vision, I could not pass the eye requirements for able seamen, so the SIU wouldn't let me sail as on deck, which is I wanted to sail on deck. Originally, Prudential Grace was going to recommend me for a purser's license, okay, because I had sufficient background. I had commercial credits in high school as well as academic credits. Okay, and I was able to do accounting and other stuff, you know. So, in this day and age, people would think that it would take college to do that, but that wasn't the case back then. I didn't want. I didn't bother with the purser's license. I just went into the NMU. They would let me sail on deck, but after I got my 1 year sea time, I went to the NMU school for AB, and I had to get a recommendation for a waiver of visual requirements.
Because you failed the eye exam?
Well, because I couldn't make the eye qualifications. You see, now what would that would mean? On the back of my Z card, it would read corrective lenses needed while serving as able seaman. Okay? Then, after I got my time in, I sailed able seaman and I sailed day man as well as ordinary seaman a couple more times. And I sailed, while I was sailing ordinary, I sailed acting AB, which enabled me to get the recommendation for the, for waiver of visual requirements.
So you had to get a waiver even if you had contact lenses?
Yeah, the waiver's issued by the Office of the Commandant of the Coast Guard. Now, once I got the waiver of the visual requirements, I went. And like I said, get my blue ticket, which is 12 months of sea time required. And then I sailed able seaman, and I took up and passed the exam and test for LNG ships, but I didn't sail on any LNG ships. But this gave me a theoretical knowledge of tankers and other things, see, which I would need for licensing.
So by 67, you were sailing as an AB?
Yeah, I was sailing as AB.
Yeah. With Graceline?
Not 67.
66?
67, I was sailing acting AB after that period, until about 70 something when I got my. When I got my AB ticket.
I see.
That's when I got the waiver and everything.
So you said you sailed it as acting AB before that. That's
Yeah,
sort of a
right. I sailed
conditional.
as acting AB.
That's sort of an in-between position. Once you get your papers, before
What?
you, be, that's what you would. That's what
Yeah,
you're familiar.
when I sailed acting AB, it was because it was short of ABs. You see?
I see.
And also, I had gone to the basic training school of the NMU. You see, so I had training in the deck department, so I, could steer the ship and do other things.
Did you ever train at Seaman's Church, the Merchant Marine School there?
Yes, but that came later,
Later.
because they trained only licensed personnel. You see, so.